we have to learn. It was, for us, a great opportunity to learn. We learned from the way in which you were organized, we learned from the way in which you did union work, and the solidarity of Canadian citizens, workers across the country was one of the critical factors that won the Great Boycott and won union rights for California farm workers. And so even though it's many years ago, I want to thank you for that right now again. I also had the privilege, although the outcome wasn't what we hoped for, to walk precincts in York South riding for David Lewis's last election to Parliament. And so, anyway, there's a history. But there was always one big problem that time, and it seems almost every other time that I've come to Canada. I've always had to apologize for somebody we just elected president. Well, it took us 40 years, but I think we finally got it right. I think we finally got it right. I say 40 years because 1968, when our response to the challenges of civil rights and the freedom movements of the 1960s was to elect Richard Nixon, I think sent our country off the track for many, many years. And I guess we just concluded that wandering in the desert for 40 years is just about long enough, and that it may be time to cross the river, and that's what we're hoping to do. But it's a little hard to get used to. Progressives in the United States are very familiar with the politics of disappointment. You're disappointed, so your critical skills get very well developed. And so you sort of have a distant early warning system for detecting the first signs that you're going to be let down, that you're going to be disappointed, that it isn't going to be what you hoped it would be. And boy, we are really good at that. I don't know about you all, but we are.